Let's talk a little Carroll Tiger wrestling right now as we take a look at a great 2020-2021 season with head coach Eric Nagel. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us. Second of all, thank and congratulations on what an amazing season the Tigers had this year.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for all the coverage and everything you guys have done. It was a lot of fun.
Let's talk about that fun. Most dual wins in a season in Carroll High history. You took four guys down to the state tournament. What a run and what a season you guys had this year.
Yeah, you know, when you get 17 dual wins, you know, and we probably had some duels that got canceled, the Ogden dual tournament. We didn't get to wrestle Creston and Harlan again. So, you know, who knows? Maybe could have got 20, could have got more than that. But, you know, to get 17 dual wins on a season like this, you know, which is, everybody's kind of dealing with things differently. You know, it's not a normal regular season, but, you know, maybe that helped us out as well, having dual team tournaments instead of individual tournaments. I don't know, but yeah. And then getting four qualifiers is always a good thing to have.
Coach, what was it about this season that kind of stood out for you and why you guys were able to have the year that you had?
I think what stood out for us the most was a lot of it had to do with a lot our senior leadership and the gelling of the freshman class and the young guys. I think they all just kind of been wrestling together for such a long time that they just kind of been knocking at the doors. And I think everybody kind of saw it was coming, you know, and was kind of waiting for this year and the next steps of where Carroll High Wrestling was going to go. And, you know, these seniors did a great job. And, you know, Tyson Bordenaro, Cage Shable, Camden Robinson from IKM, who gave us 6 years and drove every day to practice. Jackson Coolman, Abraham Dirks, and you know, Carter Vanami would have been a nice one to have in there, but it kind of ended his season a little bit early. But, you know, they gave us everything that we needed and everything that we asked, you know, and that's one thing as coaches we talked about. The one thing that stood out probably the most with these group of guys is they adapted to everything we threw at them. They adjusted to everything that we asked them to do with very few complaints. They just kind of bought in and did what they needed to do. And I think that's the part that stood out is that willingness to be uncomfortable and that buy-in of this is the right way and this is the way we're going to go about it. And it's kind of been in the years of the making. So I think that's kind of what stood out the most.
Coach, you kind of hear a lot of people saying the Carroll Cardinal wrestling program has kind of maybe had something to do with it. I think you would give some of the credit to that and kind of getting these kids started on the right foot.
Oh, I'll give a lot of credit to that, and it's no doubt. I mean, the younger you can get them started, the more you can get them on. I'm not saying the youngest start them is the best thing, but you know, you get them started on the right path to love the sport and enjoy the sport, and that's what the Cardinals do is they make it fun. They make it a family atmosphere, and everybody kind of gets along, and everybody cheers for each other. And it's a lot of time and effort that they put into it. And, you know, they start them at a younger age, and they get to learn the sport. It makes our job easier, and then the middle school transitions as well. And it makes our job easier at the high school. And I'm sure Vaughn would have admitted as much as I do that it's nice not having to start over and teach new things. You know, I felt like for years – you continually started to teach new things and you continually had to teach people how to do things that they should have already known. And, you know, when you can move on and adjust from there, it's easier and it makes life easier and the kids know what's expected and they're driven and, you know, everybody kind of knows the feeling of how it's going to go and they know the sport of wrestling and everybody adapts and grows from it.
What did you feel like was the biggest wins for you guys this year, especially with all the dual wins you had? I know there were some disappointing ones where you felt like you could have had it, and we talked throughout the season about sometimes on Saturday mornings, you know, those forfeits you had to give up kind of costing you a few wins. But what matches stand out for you?
Oh, man, matches, duels, tournaments, there's so many. I mean, I think you're starting off the year and going to Dallas Center Grimes and running that dual team tournament and getting into the finals of Russell Waverly and Creston and those guys, that kind of gives an idea of, hey, we got a good thing going and where this year's going to go about it. And they took that to heart and they used it. And then, you know, you wrestle Raccoon River, and I think we had four teams ranked in the top 10 out of our conference. And then you go to the Herb Ergens tournament, and then you go to the Tiger Knight, you know, coming and being in the finals of the Tiger Knight, doing that, the Herb Ergens tournament, the Perry tournament with 17 teams, and, you know, the Men in Hall tournament. I think there's so many with this group. Probably the duel that stood out the most was probably that Lewis Central duel at the end at Perry. you know, I think that was the icing on the cake that everybody kind of jumped up and said, here we are, you know, we're here and we're here to have some fun and make some noise. And you know, Lewis Central kind of chased us around throughout the year. You know, they wanted to wrestle us in the beginning of the year. Then they wanted to wrestle us in the middle of the year. And then, you know, they got us at the end of the year. And, you know, there's so many moments as a coach and when you have good years like this that stick out so many. There's so many matches. There's so many moments that you just I couldn't. Everybody's got a special moment, and everybody's got a special part. And, you know, we'd be here for an hour and a half letting me talk if that was the case.
Coach, one thing that really stood out to me, and it happened just, you know, a couple of days ago on – I think it was Friday evening, or no, maybe might have actually, I think it was Saturday. Yeah, you know, it was Friday evening. Talk to Jackson Coleman as part of the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show.
Yeah.
You guys seem so relaxed, like you were having so much fun. And I think that just kind of encapsulates what this whole season was like.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, and there was not everything's fun. I mean, everybody's going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, it's all fun. No, there's times where, I mean, we're at each other's throat. It's like a family atmosphere. You know, there's times where Jackson Coleman and I were not seeing eye to eye. And every coach, and I'm sure Brian Coleman and Christy would agree, as well as Jackson. You know, there's times where you don't see eye to eye and yep. Things don't always go away. You know, they don't go that way. But, you know, in the end, you know, we're trying to teach them how to be young men, and we're trying to teach them to be responsible and respectful, and, you know, trying to teach them to do the right things and all those. And that's the real aspect that I think we sometimes miss in the world of athletics. You know, it's always winning and all the trophies and the medals, and yeah, those are great things, but in the end it's 4 years of dedication and 4 years of hard work. And if you're like me, I mean, it's a job enough the way it is that I don't want to have to make it work. And when it becomes work, then it becomes no fun. That's why they call it work, you know. But then there's time to have that fun, and kids need to have that. And I think as a coaching staff, we do a pretty good job of knowing when to punch the clock and when it's time to go to work, and then when it's time to just kind of relax and come together and breathe a little bit, you know. And in the end, the crazy part about it is, we talk about as coaches, you remember matches, you remember certain moments, but the biggest thing that you probably remember most is the memories. And it's those certain times that, hey, remember when we did this, or remember that. I mean, I have so many athletes that come back and say, hey, coach, remember when you did this and did that? And I was like, there's so many years I don't remember, you know, or, you know, or that time that this happened, you know, and they'll remember those. And I think that's the most that you get out of it. And the state tournament's pressure enough, and it's a roller coaster of emotions enough that sometimes that we forget to throw a little bit of fun in there, because that's what it comes down to in the end. If you're not having fun, why do it, you know? So I think our staff does a great job with that, you know, and to have Tyler Swope around helping us at the middle school and at the high school as well. Taylor Berger, who's been in the program, wrestled for me, you know, and wrestled at the next level. Dan Drake, you know, who runs the Cardinals and does all those things for us. And Keith Weber and Marty Vanderheiden, you know, Keith's a graduate of Carroll High, Marty's a graduate of Carroll High. They're invested and they like to have fun, you know, and I guess throw me in there, you add a little character every once in a while, and you know, like my wife says, you can't take us anywhere when we're all together. So it's kind of a good thing, and we all come together that way. The kids get to see it, and they come together as well.
Coach, with the COVID and everything else, how much does that wear a guy or even a team down? I can't imagine kind of the pressure and stuff almost just every day to just be able to try and get through the season, let alone get through a day in a week.
Yeah, it's... You know, it is, I hate saying the term, it is what it is, but it is, but it's life, and life's going to throw unexpected things at you, and life threw this at us, you know. And I think sometimes as adults, the biggest thing we hate is people telling us, no, we can't do something. You know, when you become an adult, you can't do this, and adults don't like to hear the word no as much as kids don't, you know. So we really focused on the things that we can control. We can't control what's going on outside. We can't control what's the sickness in those things, but we can control how we deal with it and how we go about it. And I think that's kind of the one big thing sports and high school athletics teaches you. It's not always going to go your way. And every day is rainbows and unicorns and all those fun things. Sometimes life sucks and life's going to throw things that you can't handle. And this is one thing it threw at us that you got to deal with it. You can't complain about it. You can, it's not going to do you any good, and it's not going to fix it, but we got to do our part. And I think everybody kind of did their part, and, you know, and and you deal with what you can handle, and that's the biggest thing we get to the kids is we can't control those atmospheres. We can't control those things. The only thing we can do is our part, and hopefully everything turns out okay. And, you know, we focus on the negatives, but what's that get you, you know? So I think that's kind of what we did, and it really helped having football with McCartan and all of our staff on the football program kind of dealing with it, you know, same thing. You just kind of, the kids are used to it. They just adjust to it, and we make the best of whatever we can do.
Coach, you mentioned early on this senior club and senior group and what they did to kind of lead and stuff, but what a special group of guys. You're going to miss these guys.
Yeah, I am. It's kind of, you know, again, Jackson Coolman and Abraham Dirks, I spend a lot of time with them outside of school, you know, and I am. I'm going to miss those guys, you know, and you build a relationship with kids that's going to last a long time, you know, and you don't realize that when you're coaching. You don't realize the impact you make on those guys and the moments that they're going to remember. And it's tough, you know, and but it's enjoyable. It's joyful, and that's what you do. You know, I talked to a bunch of coaches that have retired before, and Mark Sawhill, we were down at the state tournament, he said the same thing. He goes, I miss the kids. He goes, I miss that atmosphere. I miss that moment with them. And this group of seniors, just like, I don't want to say they're just like every other senior, because they're not. They have their unique thing, and they're going to have their unique story, and we're going to be able to send that message across too, and that's what they want to be remembered for. And they're a great group of guys, and a lot of years of dedication and their families. I mean, I can't say it enough. They're congrats to their family. I mean, they should high five themselves for raising such good young men and such responsible individuals. And even though, you know, sometimes they forget their keys in their car or they forget their equipment and their pains in the rear end. But, you know, that's the memories you're going to remember. And that's what makes them, you know? So, yeah, I can't say enough about these seniors. Again, I could go on for an hour and a half, and your radio show would be forever long. Plus, I don't think I could take it. I'll probably end up crying.
Yeah,
so.
you probably. And I wanted to make you cry some year. No, I'm just kidding, Coach.
Well, you about did. So there, I'm sure you heard. So yeah, and the kids know. I do. I care about kids a lot, and I care about them, and I hope they realize that, and I hope their parents realize. You know, they're special place in our heart as well.
Absolutely, Coach. And I tell you what, the senior's going to be missed, but the development of the younger kids and the youth you got coming back, I think you're as excited about the future and next year as what you're probably pleased with how this year went.
Yeah, there's a lot, and we said it too. You know, I sent a text message to all the coaches and thanked them for everything that they did and their time and away from their families, and now it's time to kind of just recharge and take a break and a breather, you know. It's kids need it too, you know. We need a little bit away from each other. We need a little bit of time to regroup and do other sports and get involved in other activities and, you know, build that relationship with other families and coaches as well. And, you know, we'll get back to work when it's time to get back to work. And yeah, there's a lot of good exciting things, but again, with that excitement, you know, it's how much time and work they're going to get put in, and we don't know what's going to happen from here till now, you know. So it's kind of just put yourself in the best possible position and hope everything turns out. But yeah, there's a lot of good wrestling in Carroll County. I mean, not just at Carroll High. I mean, Kemper's got a lot of good things going for him. You know, there's so many. Rockwell City's got, I mean, Southern Cal, they got things just in the area. And you saw it. There's a lot of good wrestling in the area, and that's what we want as coaches, to build it. And yeah, we're going to battle and scrape it out and not enjoy each other when we're wrestling each other. But at the end, you know, we all want the same thing. We all want to see, you know, Coach Schultz and the Southern Cal, or I keep calling Southern Cal, you know, the Rockwell City, those guys, you know, to do well, the Titans, South Central Calhoun, to do their thing, you know, and Audubon to do their thing, and Coon Rapids to do their thing. And, you know, we all want everybody to do very well there.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, I'm excited about the future, and I'm going to be missing these conversations every week. It's always fun to catch up with you, but I'm sure I'll run into you.
I think you like it more to razz me, man.
I do. Absolutely, man. I might have to just text you just to give you a hard time throughout the week. But
well, you and Story, and just keep in Honnold, keep those stories and those pictures away of, you know, as shields. Let's, you know, we'll keep the imagination to everybody in the crowd, but.
Yeah, I don't think I've deleted that one yet, but
that outfit was not going to fit me.
Yeah,
so.
No, probably not. So, Coach, as always, it's always fun to talk with you, man. Enjoy your off season, and we'll see you around soon.
I appreciate it, and thanks for everything you guys have done. And, you know, I wish everybody a great spring and a great sports season for all the, you know, surrounding sports in the community. And, you know, have a little bit of fun, and hopefully this everything goes well, and we can get back to a sense of normalcy at some point.
Absolutely. Head coach Eric Noggle again with the Carroll Tiger Wrestling Program.